Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We are continuing on through our journey of Joyce Meyer, Battlefield of the Mind. We are on Wilderness Mentality number 5. For those who missed last week's bonus episode, I announced the book that we are going to be reading next. So as soon as we wrap up with this book, I'm going to hop right into the reviews for the next one. So I want you guys to go ahead and grab the book. It's called Leadership as an Identity, The 4 Traits of Those Who Wield Lasting Influence. And the book is written by Crawford Loritz, and it is a Christian-based leadership book. I bought this book back in July, and I was getting ready to start reading it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait, and we'll have this be the next book for the podcast. So I'm going to be reading it in real time with you guys. So I'm really excited. I've been holding on to it since then, so I'm excited to hop into it. I will put the link in the show notes for the book so that you can get a copy and get ahead on the reading. So here in chapter 20 of Battlefield of the Mind, this wilderness mentality says, "Don't make me wait for anything. I deserve everything immediately." So clearly we are talking about patience. And this chapter is so important specifically towards us as entrepreneurs, because we have to lean into that nuance of operating our businesses, growing our business, good and being good business people, but also being good servants of the Lord. And it's just such a nuanced space. But the one thing that we're going to have on this journey is patience. And I'm so glad that she dove into it on this chapter. She starts it off with James 5:7. And I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for vulnerable harvests to ripen." This actually reminds me of something I feel like we said at some point this year on the podcast, where I talked about how I feel like we have to switch our mindsets in various seasons from just this impatience of like, God, when is this going to happen? When is this? When is that? Like this anxious impatience that a lot of times we have. I feel like we are robbing ourselves of the joy of this journey by thinking like that, when instead I feel like we should be eagerly anticipating to see how the Lord is going to move. Because I think that's one of the most exciting things about just life in Christ, is that we are literally serving the author and finisher of all things. We are serving the Alpha and Omega. We are serving the creator of everything, us and everything. And how exciting is it for us to obey him and do our part of living righteously and doing what he says, and then seeing what that all amounts to and how he chooses to line things up. I just personally, I find it to be quite exciting, especially in business. It's so exciting to me to see the things that God has given me, the things that were once just a note in my journal, to see those things now manifested. It's just crazy. And it drives me for the next thing that the Lord gives me that seems crazy enough when I hear it, but then I watch it materialize and it's like, wow. And I'm just in awe of the Lord. And I believe that that eager anticipation is what is a mindset shift that we need to have. And I believe it's going to free a lot of us from the worry, from the anxiety, from the stress of waiting for the promise. Joyce says, "Impatience is the fruit of pride. A proud person cannot seem to wait for anything with the proper attitude. As we discussed in a previous chapter, patience is not the ability to wait. It is the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. The scripture does not say be patient if you wait. It says be patient as you wait. Waiting is part of life. Many people don't wait well, and yet we actually spend more time in our lives waiting than we do receiving. What I mean is this. We ask God for something in prayer, believing, and then we wait for the manifestation. When it arrives, we rejoice because we finally received what we've been waiting for. However, because we are goal-oriented people, we must always have something to press towards, something to look forward to. We go right back into the process of asking and believing God for something else and waiting some more until that next breakthrough comes. Thinking about this situation made me realize that I ended up spending much more time in my life waiting than I do receiving. So I decided to learn to enjoy the waiting time, not just the receiving time. We need to learn to enjoy where we are while we are on our way to where we are going. This was such a powerful revelation to me because she's right. We spend way more time waiting than actually receiving. So why are we allowing ourselves to wait so impatiently? Why are we allowing ourselves to wait with a grudge? Why are we not eagerly anticipating how the Lord is going to bless us or what the Lord is going to do next? I feel like when we don't wait well, we are robbing ourselves of the opportunity to experience peace that surpasses all understanding or experience true joy. And that's the life that the Lord wants for us. And I feel like we have to be a lot more mindful of throwing away our own behaviors and ideas that keep us below the life that the Lord has for us. I feel like when I was in that season of waiting for my husband, I was in a position where I think I did a pretty good job of waiting well. Because all I know is toxic marriages and divorce, that's all I've been around. I take marriage very seriously, and I took marriage very seriously even way before meeting my now husband. And so I was of the mindset of like, okay, God, I'm believing in you for a husband, but I'm going to wait till whenever you decide to send him. Because this is way too important for me to go about naively or for me to rush into it. And during that season of my life, I had so much fun. I started my first business. I was working full time. I was going out, hanging out. I wasn't all the way saved just yet. But I was just having a good time and enjoying my life. And then one random day, I meet my husband at work. He was a new hire on the job. We met in the break room. We became casual coworkers, friends, by way of seeing each other in the office that eventually led to us wanting to see each other outside the office. And here we are. I don't even know how many, 7, 8 years later, married with 2 kids. So he was very much so worth the wait. Now we're in a happy, healthy marriage, breaking a lot of the curses on our families. And he was very much so worth the wait. This life was very much so worth the wait. But I don't feel like I regretted anything. I don't feel like I was robbed even in that waiting season because I enjoyed it to the fullest. And that's an area of my life where I'm like, you know what, Tatum? I think you did that right. Now, besides not being saved, not the not being saved part, the whole being content part, I feel like you did that right. In the next section, Joy says, pride prevents patient waiting. And she references Romans 12:3, which says, because of this privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. She says, it is impossible to enjoy waiting if you don't know how to wait patiently. Pride prevents patient waiting because the proud person thinks so highly of himself that he believes he should never be inconvenienced in any way. This point she introduced was interesting to me because while impatience, I do believe is pride, I don't know if I would have correlated it to this scripture saying, talking about how we're not supposed to think too highly of ourselves. And in a way, I mean, she's right. And this opened my eyes some because, yeah, like I said, I could equate it to pride. Yes. But taking it a step further and saying like you're thinking too highly of yourself when you're impatient. That's kind of a gut punch that I think a lot of us need, because I don't believe that we automatically look at it that way, because many of us are, I'm gonna say in air quotes, humble. Many of us are fake humble, and we are self-deprecating in trying to call it humility. But true humility is being surrendered and submitted to the Lord, and that includes his timing. And so if you're somebody who struggles with impatience, I really want you to sit in this scripture. Like, I want you to sit in Romans 12:3. I want you to sit and ask yourself, do I think I'm better than God based on my behavior? Not based on what you say out your mouth, but based on my behavior. Do I think that I know more than the Lord? Do I think that I can do a better job than he does? I feel like when you ask yourself those questions and you judge your answer based upon your behavior and not just lip service, then it'll bring you to a place of repentance and hopefully to a place of true repentance, which is changed behavior. There have been so many times in business where I've taken something I heard from the Lord and ran with it. You hear me? Like, okay, God told me that I was going to do this, and I done found me a business coach. I done invested in this. I done did that. Spent all this money and all this time trying to do something outside of his time frame. And every single time, I waste money, and I have to repent.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Now what I do is when I hear something from the Lord, if I get a download or whatever about a move to make in business, I always ask, okay, God, when? My immediate follow-up question, when? Is this for now or am I supposed to just wait? If he says it's for now, Bet. Okay. How do I need to go about this? If he says it's for later, okay, great. I close my notebook and always say, all right, Lord, just let me know when it's time for me to move on this. And then I move on. I totally forget about it. I do that on purpose. I don't want to stew on it. I don't want to keep it top of mind. I don't want to dream about it and do all of this research and go down the rabbit hole for what? All I'm doing is riling my flesh up to make a bad decision or to make a move outside of the timing of God. All I'm doing is riling my flesh up to get frustrated because I want to go this way or that way. And the Lord said, not yet. I'm not doing anything but torturing myself, essentially. So my practice is, okay, I wrote it down. God said that you'll tell me when to do this. Okay, bet. No problem. And so I would tell you to do the same thing. If the Lord is giving you a business idea, if he's giving you something to do, whatever the instruction is, ask God, is this something that I am taking action on now? And if he says no, put it in an idea journal or somewhere, a note section in your phone where you write down that idea and then just leave it there. But if he says, no, I need you to do X, Y, Z, then you obey the Lord and you obey his timing. There have been plenty of times where God has placed a sense of urgency on me to do something. And then I move according to his time frame. Most of the things in my entrepreneurship journey that he's given me, I've had to wait for. When I first left my 9-to-5 and I was building my business and doing all the things that I knew, God gave me some simple instructions. The first one was change the podcast. And I had to obey. That one came with a sense of urgency. It took me, I'm ashamed to say, at least about 8 or 9 months to fully make that move. But I obeyed eventually. The other instruction that I got was to shut down my business. And I did that. And I waited for over a year before he gave me anything else. And then when he gave me Anchor Media, I said, okay, God, this is great. Is it something I need to do now or do I need to wait? He said, go. Okay, God, say less. And I've been going ever since. So again, for you, ask the Lord follow-up questions and wait to see what he says and move accordingly. But as you're waiting for whatever it is to come to pass, wait well and don't think so highly of yourself that you think that you can strategize more than the ultimate strategist. In a book, Joyce goes on to quote one of my favorite scriptures, John 16:33. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. She says another way that Satan uses our mind to lead us into impatient behavior is through thinking that is idealistic rather than realistic. If we get an idea in our heads that everything concerning us and our circumstances and relationships should always be perfect, no inconveniences, no hindrances, no unlovely people to deal with, then we are setting ourselves up for a fall. Or actually, should I say, Satan is setting us up for a fall through wrong thinking. I am not suggesting that we be negative. I'm a firm believer in positive attitudes and thoughts, but I am suggesting that we be realistic enough to realize ahead of time that very few things in real life are ever perfect. Why are we like this, y'all? We romanticize so many things in our head. I remember when the Lord told me to leave my job, I was so naive and I just knew that I was going to be a millionaire the next day because God told me to quit my job. He did, but that was not what the path was that he had me on at that time. He had to do way more work before he could release any type of financial success to your girl because I would have been, please, outside had he blessed me financially at that time in that stage that I was in. I have a friend who is getting ready to have a baby. And I was talking to him. He's a guy. He's having a son. And he was telling me, like, yeah, I'm going to teach my son this. And I can't wait to talk to him about that. And, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Like, he got it. He has it all figured out. And it is the funniest thing to me because I asked him the other day, I said, do you know how to change a diaper? Because you talking about all of these lessons, boy, you got like a good 6 to 7 years before any of it. What you're talking about is going to be a thing. Do you know how to change diapers? Are you prepared to make sure that your child is fed? Are you going to do some middle of the night feedings? Cool, cool, cool. Great. You're going to raise a great man. I know you are. However, the basics, though. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be rosy. Like, let's bring it back into reality. And we see this a lot with women who, of course, want to get married, where you just romanticize and you have it all figured out until you're there. You got it all figured out, how this business is going to go and how you're going to do this. And when you quit your job, how you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And you're going to make this amount of money and you're going to grow your platform and you're going to be this global creator. Like, you just create this picture, this idealistic picture. And dreaming, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We should. However, it got to be some realistic thinking sprinkled in there to bring us back down into reality sometimes. Because if we get so far deep into the idealistic side, that's where that impatience come in and where the enemy can take something like dreaming and having goals and visions, which is good, and pervert it by making us impatient and frustrated with God because he hasn't made it happen yet. So us being grounded and humble and realizing, like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all of that and build this business and be so successful and I'm break these curses off my family. Like, it's okay to be there. However, Lord, your timing in due season. If you could master the in due season, I think you'll be all right. Those of you who are in that space where you're frustrated because you're believing in God for something, it may be some things as we're coming up on the end of September. I mean, as we're coming up on the end of the year, because we're in September, you may be looking at the goals that you set at the top of the year, and it may be driving a little bit of impatience. And as business owners, again, we got to do what we got to do. We got to run our businesses. We got to pivot. We got to evaluate systems and sales and nuances and all of that. So we have to, yes, be good business people, but we also have to master being good servants of the Lord. And in that, and overcoming this impatience, I think a big part of it is mastering that in due season. Lord, I want to be a millionaire and have a multi-million dollar company, corporation, but in due season. Lord, I want to be a wife with beautiful children where my business is able to generate income for my family, but I can spend time with my family in due season. Lord, I want to insert whatever your aspirations are here, but God, in due season, not my will, let your will be done. I suggest that you practice that as much as possible, because the more that you rehearse it, the more that you practice it, the more that you will internalize it and the enemy won't be able to manipulate it. I have here, Joy says, the proud man runs in the strength of his own flesh and tries to make things happen in his own timing. Pride says, I'm ready now. Humility says, God knows best and he will not be late. A humble man waits patiently. He actually has a reverential fear of moving in the strength of his own flesh. But a proud man tries one thing after another, all to no avail. There are multitudes of unhappy, unfulfilled Christians in the world simply because they are busy trying to make something happen instead of waiting patiently for God to bring things to pass in his own time, in his own way. When you are trying to wait on God, the devil will pound your mind continuously, demanding that you do something. He wants to move you in fresh zeal and action because he knows that the flesh profits nothing. As we have seen, impatience is a sign of pride, and the only answer to pride is humility. I believe she inserted a good solution here. It says, when you are tempted to become frustrated and impatient, I recommend that you begin to say, Lord, I want your will and your timing. I do not want to be ahead of you, nor do I want to be behind you. Help me, Father, to wait patiently on you. So if any of you are struggling with impatience, quote this, write this down. Lord, I want your will and your timing. I do not want to be ahead of you, nor do I want to be behind you. Help me, Father, to wait patiently on you. As you're putting out your goals and you are setting your aspirations and submitting your requests to the Lord, also remember, say, Lord, in due season, not my will, let your will be done. I believe if you take or make it a priority to implement those things, when you are frustrated, implement those things where you are dreaming, it will allow you to protect yourself from being impatient, being frustrated, and falling into wanting to take control. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Next week, we will cover chapter 21. And I'm excited for our Bible on Business episode this week. And I have some exciting church announcements that are coming as well with us talking about being patient. I have a challenge that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be free for you as podcast listeners for us to prepare for 2025 and surrender our plans to the Lord and making sure that what we're building is in His will, His way, and His timing. But again, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.